the bizarre stories of the day.
What's on the line?
What's on the line?
Do we know?
What's on the line? Oh, for the prize for the No Sweat News Quiz?
TBD.
Tickets to see the Nutcracker Ball.
Whoa!
Which will be announced later on today.
Oh, baby! Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so here we go. And we have a very, the third story, first time ever this has happened.
First time in the history of No Sweat News?
In the history of the world.
In the history of the world.
That a crime has been committed in this place.
Oh, boy.
But first, we're going to start with the soft white underbelly of the No Sweat News, and that would be kink and just silly mistakes. Ella Martine is a college student at Chapman University in Orange, California. So Dateline, California, for story number one. Her mom, she just went back to college, and her mom kept on saying, I want to see a picture of your room, darling. Send me some photos of your room. I want to see your living space.
Okay.
And right. Ella snapped some pictures of her room and sent them off to mommy.
Oh, that's so nice.
But she forgot to remove the handcuffs that she had attached to her bed frame.
No, she didn't have handcuffs.
She had handcuffs attached to her bed frame.
She just leaves the handcuffs on the bed frame. Like, she doesn't keep them in a drawer. She's just like this.
Uh-huh.
This type of activity is happening so frequently, she can't be bothered to remove them.
I just left them there.
Oh, my God.
Boom shakalaka is the correct response, Dave.
Either that or she's actually keeping a prisoner in her dormitory.
She sent mom pictures of her door room, and there were the handcuffs. Mom noticed them immediately. Ella, apparently so accustomed to having them attached to her bed frame, said, whoops. And everyone had a big laugh when Ella posted it because she tweeted it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the picture I just sent my mom. Isn't it funny? But since the picture came out and went viral, Ella has removed the picture from Twitter, no doubt because a million creepy, kinky guys said, hey, handcuffs, huh?
Good boy.
Yeah. So
did we check it to see if out of the frame, the gimp was in the box? Because what if she's just keeping prisoners in her room?
And what a lucky prisoner that is. Well, Dateline, New Jersey. Dateline, Middletown, New Jersey for story number two.
Too close for comfort here.
That's right, Middletown, New Jersey. I'm looking at you.
Ow!
A group of three women and their three children went into a baby store in Middletown, New Jersey. Two of the women distracted the one employee who was working while the other one stole a baby stroller.
Oh, stole a baby stroller. I mean,
some of these, listen, and the baby industrial complex is very strong.
Absolutely.
These things cost a lot of money.
I know, that's why the Kardashians have tapped into this market.
They stroll out with the stroller, and they're all excited because they saved their, I don't know, $200 on this big expensive stroller. But they had to go back to the store because they left one of their kids behind. They went in with three, but came out with two.
You could have put the kid in the bleeping stroller.
When they, yes.
My God, it would have been the perfect cover. Yeah.
When they went back, the woman said, hey, you're the people who distracted me. And they got their kid, but they also got arrested for shoplifting.
Jeez Louise.
Middletown. I expect better things out of you next time, like handcuffed college dorm room pictures, if you don't mind.
That's ridiculous.
And now, Dateline Outer Space for story number three.
Okay, outer space.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have our first No Sweat News story ever from outer space in orbit.
I am very excited for this.
And here's what happened. Somebody contact the Space Force. We need an investigation.
Oh, yes.
There's a NASA astronaut by the name of Anne McClain. Recently, she was at the International Space Station on a mission, and while she was up there, happened to be in the middle of a divorce from her wife, Summer Warden. Well, Summer says that Anne illegally accessed her bank account from the International Space Station. That would be identity theft, meaning, ladies and gentlemen, we have our very first crime committed in outer space.
Oh, my God. That's insanity. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've officially reached Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
We have our first crime. Now, for her part, Anne denies that this happened. However, for the record, it's our first accused crime in outer space, so mark the date,
absolutely,
mark the time.
Oh, come on. This is a galactic crime.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you can commit cosmic crime, mm-hmm, shall we say.
I love this.
This is wonderful.
This is fantastic.
Now we gotta get like a little society on Mars and maybe create a gambling ring and create more crimes.
Right, right.
Organized crimes all over the solar system.
It's the first bordello in outer space. We've got, now we're gonna have, you know.
This is exactly, okay.
We've got our first accused crime in outer space, and quite frankly, I plant the flag on the moon in honor of the No Sweat News.
I love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.